Mark gets in touch and says, I'm writing to you regarding an issue that has arisen with my child recently. The child in question plays a number of sports in primary school and with clubs across basketball, GAA and soccer. The problem is the grading of teams, school teams and club teams. We recently had a basketball finals night and our child did not make the panel and was absolutely devastated. The problem is the following day, the school highlighted the winners and again the child had to go through that devastation. In each of these disciplines, the best players are promoted and highlighted, making the children who do not make the grade feel worse. I understand that clubs and schools have to promote sports and the better players, but how can we manage the children that want to do well but either have not developed or may not be picked for other reasons? Devastation is too much and the children fall out of the games, fall out of love with the games as a result, and eventually stop playing. Any advice from your listeners would be appreciated. That comes in from Mark this morning. Okay, well, what do we think, listeners? It's an issue that comes up from time to time. It's the issue of player development, child development, person development through sport and how that works depending on the ages. Now, a number of different sports have, whether it's basketball, GAA or soccer, have very good policies in place at underage level to ensure that everyone gets to play. Now, when it comes to schools, it may be different. It's more competitive. So it's more the better players get picked, the stronger players get picked in order for the school to win, even at primary school level. That would be my understanding of it. But at the club level, at least the way it's meant to work across every sport, is that there's meant to be, in any way possible in terms of numbers playing the other teams, that it's non-competitive up to the age of 12, 13 maybe, and that it is every child plays. Every child gets rotated on and off, or else everyone plays and there's no subs. And that way, everyone gets to play, everyone gets to develop, and everyone gets to, no one gets left behind, no child gets left behind to that age. Then again, there comes a time when you're a little bit older, past maybe to 14, 15, when you're in second level, that it becomes competitive, and that's when it can happen. And players, even at that stage, can develop at different ages. A player at age 13 can be a totally different player, a much better player, stronger player at age 16, 17. Some players who are the superstars at 12, 13 and 14 drop away out of the sport by the time it comes to even minor level. That's what can happen. Or other players are taller and the rest of the other players can catch up. There's lots of different parameters in place. What do you think, Mark's situation there? A child falling out of love with the sport because of the promotion of the best and the winner takes all. I'd love to hear your views, listeners. If you have a view on it and you have a take on that, then get in touch with us on the programme this morning on 066 712 3666. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. We're going to be talking about Ánnis Illumina. Employ a lot of people in this county, in the papers this morning, in the media over the last number of days for Russian ties. They've been, kind of stories been running along for the last couple of weeks now of Oleg Deripaska. This time it's the Swedish tax authorities with their view on who controls the company. Calls for boycotts, calls for, well, that boycott calls for sanctions indeed. The Irish Fine Gael MEPs have had their say as well. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on the programme. We're going to talk about water problems in Milltown as well this morning. But first, we're going to talk about hospitals. Hospital beds, and particularly beds for older people in our community, because it was revealed at the HSE South Forum meeting yesterday that the Killarney Community Nursing Unit, the brand new purpose-built Killarney Community Nursing Unit, has further delayed its opening. The Southwest Regional Health Forum took place in County Billings and Tralee, and councillors are told, in response to a motion from Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, that the HICWA has denied the HSE's request to register the Killarney CNU. More works are needed to be done. With me on the line to talk about this is Independent Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray and Labour Councillor Marie Maloney. Good morning to both of you. And Jackie, I'll start with you on this one. Obviously, extreme frustration here. The assumption had been, with all of the delays that there's been to this project thus far, that things would finally be ready and it would sail through the HICWA registration process. But we learned yesterday that's not the case.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry, to you and all your listeners. I suppose this frustration has been building really since March, when on the 26th of March, you know, there was still the possibility of an opening at the end of March, which had been alluded to us on the 26th of March at a HSE forum meeting. What later transpired, Jerry, was you yourself had representatives from the INMO on your radio show on the Friday stating that the HSE hadn't engaged with them since the previous May. Now, I tackled the HSE and the Director of Communication about that yesterday, because I had done it at a previous forum meeting in April, but to no avail. But yesterday it did transpire, you know, that the INMO, as I would suspected, were correct in what they were saying, which leads us to believe that, you know, this hospital never had a chance of opening for the 31st of March. And what has transpired since, obviously, is that despite efforts, to be fair, in trying to open the hospital, you know, there's still issues. And I suppose, you know, last Thursday, we were told that there was a meeting with HICWA. Positive feedback had been given, but at the same time, not enough had been done to get across the line, and that there was still issues outstanding. Now, I suppose you could look at that one or two ways, Jerry. You could look at it in case of, God, like, really, you know, is it a case of that the HSE still don't have their ducks in a row in order to get this hospital open? Or is it a case of that, you know, HICWA are literally looking at every little thing, in so it is no more, Jerry, at times when you'd have a housing inspection and it could be not having the fire blanket in the right place that could undo you, and that could be a case of that you get a letter out saying, oh, well, you have to move it. So there could be an element of that also, Jerry, but again, we weren't necessarily told yesterday what the outstanding elements of the job are. The one thing that we were told was that a commitment has been given to Minister Kieran O'Donnell at a meeting recently between themselves, HSE management and the Minister, to state that the end of June is now the commitment that has been given to the Minister for opening the hospital. I suppose, Jerry, you know, we have people in Killarney and Tyrone Kerry that are waiting for beds. We have people, unfortunately, who are, and to use the phrase, bed blocking, because they want to, you know, move from the bed that they're in to the new unit in Killarney. We have dementia-specific beds, which are much needed in this county, yeah, that people are waiting for. And unfortunately, Jerry, oftentimes have to go out of the county in order to get these types of beds. They are the people that are being left down by the HSE due to the failures of opening this in a timely manner. It has gone on far too long, Jerry. We've been given date after date. And while the HSE are saying, oh, well, you know, we have to give a date because we're being asked for dates as to when this is opening. But to think that they have had the hospital now, Jerry, since December, and that timelines have been missed and continue to be missed, it simply isn't good enough.
Yeah,
huge
absolutely.
Amount of taxpayers' money has gone into this building.
Yeah, absolutely infuriating. Marie Maloney, is that the word infuriating? People looking at this building for the last 2 years, really, with the lights on and nobody home.
Yeah, correct, Jerry. And as you know, I've been chasing this down for quite some time, because it is exactly 20 months ago since we got a tour of this brand new state-of-the-art hospital, as we believed at the time, ready to open, albeit the furniture had to be put in. But since then, it just seems to be at standstill. They're constantly seeing other snags and whatever work has to be done. We've never, ever been told what those snags were. What was the problem with the new build? I mean, it's a brand new build. And what were the problems? They've never actually, and despite asking time and time again, what are the problems, they'll always avoid the question. They won't give you the answer. It is frustration. And Jackie has said there, we must remember, it's not about a building inside in Killarney. It's about the people. It's about the people waiting from Listowel, from Kinmare, where they have been given beds, to come back to their hometown, come back to where they belong, where their elderly relatives can visit them, can walk up there or drive into Killarney and not have to drive to Kinmare, Dingle or Listowel to see their loved ones. And it's frustrating for them. All the families are waiting for their loved ones to be in a beautiful environment. But it just doesn't seem to be happening. I think I can be corrected, but I think this must be about the fifth date we've got.
Yeah, September 2024, early 2025, quarter three 2025, quarter one 2026, and now we're into quarter two 2026, and we can't really trust whether it will open or not. So that's the time. And all the way along, we've been asking, you've been asking questions, what was the delay? Like, this is a new build. How do you fail a HICWA inspection if you're a new build and you've been 2 years delayed because of issues to be sorted out before it all happens, and yet you still fail? That's the question a lot of people, Marie, would be asking this morning, listening to this.
And it's the question I've been asking as well for so long, but you never get an absolute direct answer. They kind of word things so that they feel they're answering us, but we know that they're not, and we keep questioning them and saying, you know, those answers aren't good enough. And again, yesterday, Jackie got a response from them, and I was looking at it there, and I said, it is what the confirmation of that the work that has not passed the HICWA requirements will be, that they're being done, will be sufficient for HICWA to grant provisional registration of the units in the coming days. What does that mean, provisional registration? We don't want provisional, we want proper registration, not provisional. But look, we just, all we can do is keep the pressure on them, and we are doing that. But it's really... I mean, I believe myself that they still haven't have the staff, it, because they keep telling us, oh, that talks are ongoing. 20 months ago, that hospital finished the build. And you would think that since that time, that they would have recruited the staff, know the staff they needed, and have the talks with the union done. And they, even in the answer yesterday, the talks have been ongoing since May 2025. That they stopped them until March of this year. So there's definitely, they're kind of spinning the answers to suit themselves, and it's not suiting us. But we're okay. Just going to have to keep on and on and on. But incidentally, they've given the date now of the end of June, and incidentally, we're actually having our next committee meeting, the HSE committee meeting, in the community nursing home in Killarney. So it'll be interesting to see, will we be sitting there in an empty building, or will there be people all around us? Because, to be honest about it, and I said it yesterday, they're like the bite that cried wolf, because now we find it hard to believe that they will meet this date. Right?
Yeah. Jackie, there's open questions, obviously, about the INMO and the staffing of the hospital as well. It's difficult enough to staff things at the best of times. And I know staff are being transferred from Columbanus and other places that are going to be moving in there as well. But at the same time, if you keep having a moving target of an opening date, then you can't really tell the staff when they're going to start, can you? And that's part of the issue.
Absolutely, Jerry. But what I find absolutely amazing is the fact that we had a HSE meeting on the 26th of March where we were told that there was still some small bit of optimism that it could open by the 31st of March. And then on the Friday, we had, the very next day, we had members and representatives of the INMO on your radio show saying that they hadn't been engaged with for nearly 9 months, Jerry. And that to me is just scandalous, to be honest with you. And it's very clear to see when I questioned that yesterday and in an official reply that the HSE didn't meet in with the INMO and St. Columbanus staff until the 14th of April of this year. So it had nearly gone a full 12 months before they had engaged properly with the INMO. And that to me is, you know, if you're serious about getting a hospital off the ground, this should have been being done with months and months, Jerry. So like that process, you know, is started. I don't believe it's finalised. The reply that I got yesterday, you know, they confirmed that they've written to HICWA confirming that updated site works and agreed dates for requesting outstanding works are going to take place. You know, it's hoped to quickly agree an opening date for the unit, Jerry, is what is in a written reply. And like that, to me, it's just, it's leaving the people of Killarney down, but as well, it's leaving the people of Kerry down, because this while it's in Killarney, it's a Kerry hospital, and it's going to provide much needed healthcare for people in Kerry and relieve beds from other choked up areas within our healthcare system, Jerry. The HSE really have left themselves down in regards to this, because all along, you know, up until December, to be fair, their excuse was they were waiting to get it from the contractor, and that's fine. That's one thing, you know, we've that going on above in Dublin as well, but they can't use that excuse now anymore. And unfortunately, while up until March, I would have given them the benefit of the doubt in that, you know, they were doing everything that they could to possibly get the hospital open. Well, that became very apparently not to be true, Gerry, when we had representatives of the INMO who rightly had to out the HSE on your very radio show to try and get them to engage with them. And everything that we as HSE forum members had been told up until that date, quite frankly, was not accurate. And I called out that yesterday to the Director of Communication because the communication around this, Gerry, has been extremely poor.
Well, is there a wider question, even aside from all of that, about this whole process? Because there's 530 beds across the country being provided under this 25-year plan. This is a new way of doing things, a new public-private partnership to deliver community nursing units in Finbarrs and Cork, Killarney, obviously, Thomastown, Kilkenny, RD, County Louth, Athlone, Clonmel, Middleton, as well. All these units of various sizes delivered, designed, finances built and maintained for a 25-year period, while the HSE retains direct control over all clinical care and staffing in the period, and the HSE makes yearly payments then to the consortium. Does all of that come into question if this delay has come in so long at the start of the process? That this isn't maybe the best way to deliver things.
But absolutely, Gerry, and you have to question it. I mean, you know, you'll try everything once, Gerry, and see how you fare out with it. And this hasn't worked well, to be honest. It hasn't worked well in Killarney. I can't speak for the other two sites where this is happening, but I believe that there's delays in those instances as well. And Gerry, but I suppose everything that seems to be happening within the state at the minute is taking a lot longer than it should, and a lot longer. You know, it's a fine thing, Gerry, to be told a date and that date be met. And if that date is in 6 months' time, you know, once it's met, you can understand and take it from there. But when you have dates being given and just flimsily being missed and kind of just dates being thrown out there and no regard being given for them, and it's a case of, oh, whoops, we missed that date now again. It's not the way to do business, Gerry, and it's not the way to run a healthcare system, because that's what we're talking about. Because when we're talking about this hospital, we're talking about real people. We're talking about, you know, often elderly people who are in our communities that need long-stay residential beds. And in this instance as well, we're talking about people who unfortunately are suffering from dementia, families that need to have dementia-specific beds. There's beds within our healthcare system that have people with dementia in them that they shouldn't be there, because the level of care can't be provided for them in those instances. That's why when we'll have these dementia beds in Killarney, it will be specialised, specific care for those people who need it. And so it comes back to what we're trying to achieve, Gerry. We're trying to achieve a better healthcare system and a better service for people, but nobody is being served by an empty building where nobody's in it. It's like it was referenced in a media outlet at one stage, the hospital, the ghost hospital with nobody in it. You know, it looks great when you're passing the bypass and you can look down and you see the lights are on, there's lovely maintained shrubs and grass and everything, but there's nobody working there. It just doesn't make sense, and it's beyond belief, Gerry, at this stage.
Marie, final word to you. Would you be hoping that you will be in there, that it will be open and some patients will be there? 101 beds were told of the 130 perhaps to be open, but that's all. In a way, it's on a wing and a prayer that that will happen in July for your meeting, isn't it? You'd like maybe better answers, or if that doesn't happen, then a clear explanation as to, look, what went wrong and why it went wrong, and just an honest explanation as to, these are the issues we've come across, this is what happened, and, you know, we'll learn from it.
Well, that's what we've always been looking for, Gerry, is clear explanation from the very beginning as to what was going on, because to me it's an extraordinary delay in the opening of a new build. And what was a good news story for the county and for the town and things, that good news is gone from the people now, because I can see when that hospital does open, and please God, it will open in June, I can see what the people of Killarney are going to be saying. Well, it's about time for them.
It could be staff. It could be, finally, it could be. A listener says, I wonder, is it the issue they can't staff the hospitals? Is that the problem? Look, if it is, then I suppose tell us.
See it, and we can deal with that. Exactly. Absolutely, say it out straight. But I don't think so. I think it's a combination, really. It's a combination of the HICWA registration and the provision of staff. But they should even have enough staff to open a number of bids.
A portion of it. Get it up and running.
Yeah, because they have the staff that are working in St. Columbanus's and in the district hospital, as we used to call it. So surely they could move those patients and have that staff and then expand the staff as they bring more people in.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Anyway, we can only live in hope, Jerry, because I suppose we've become doubting Thomas's at this stage, you know. But look, this is the first time they've actually given a month. August was a quarter, but now it's a month. So hopefully we're narrowing things down.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay, Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray and Councillor Marie Maloney, thanks for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. If your own view on that, more clarity demanded by both councillors from the HSE as to what is happening, and hopefully it is only minor works that have to be done to get HICWID registration, to allow the process to go forward, to allow the hospital to open in whatever size it will open, whether it's 50 beds or 100 beds of the 130 beds, and that it gets up and running and families can have loved ones living locally to them, and those dementia-specific beds as well will be open for people much needed in the county too. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. We've more on the way on Kerry Today.